On campus
and online,
this is URN The Pulse.
Researchers at the University of Nottingham are using sophisticated MRI technology to provide a fascinating insight into the brain mechanisms involved in the human sense of touch. The three-year study, funded by the Medical Research Council, will reveal the cortical processing of the sense of touch at an unprecedented level of resolution. In local news, a prolific offender with more than 135 offences on his record has been arrested after breaking into a house. Lee Walker, aged 41, was out walking his dog when he walked into the home of Alan Baines. He helped himself to two mobile phones before fleeing the scene. Walker was later identified by CCTV and was later found hiding under his bed when police called at his house. Hundreds of homes in the West Midlands are without power after Storm Barney swept across the UK last night. Winds of 80 miles per hour were recorded. Engineers are also trying to connect small numbers of properties in South England and Wales. Part of the roof of the University of Nottingham pool has also blown off. A police raid in northern Paris has left two people dead, including a woman who detonated a suicide belt. Several officers were also injured as heavy gunfire and explosions were heard in the Saint-Denis area. It's suspected the mastermind of Friday's terror attack is holed up there. Seven people have been arrested and this man was caught up in the siege.
I threw myself on the floor and lay under the bed. I was scared. I waited. That's normal when you hear everyone firing, firing, firing. I thought if I left my house, they would kill me. While I was waiting, the building was trembling underneath me. I saw that the third floor apartment had exploded.
Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey has been offered a villain role in the adaptation of Stephen King's The Dark Tower. Sony wants McConaughey to play Walter Paddock, aka the Man in Black, in Sony and MRC's adaptation of King's The Dark Tower franchise. McConaughey has received the script and has not yet decided whether he will star. England beat France on an emotional night as more than 70,000 fans honoured the victims of the Paris attacks. Fans unite to sing La Marseillaise, the French national anthem, in front of the Duke of Cambridge and Prime Minister David Cameron at Wembley. There was a perfectly observed minute silence with both sets of players standing together. And the weather today will be starting out dry and bright, but a band of heavy rain will spread east into the region by early afternoon, followed by sunny intervals and the odd shower. And that's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. I'm Joe Hinks, and the time is now 11:32.